All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started. If everyone can find their seats and scooch in, so if we have any people that come during the meeting, then they don't have to try to climb over everybody. That would be awesome. I also just want to put a quick reminder out there before we get going that, as usual, all of our meetings are put out on conference call, so there are people all over the place listening, and we do record these. So if there's anything you don't want shared with, you know, millions of other people, please make sure that you don't say it during the meeting. So keep that in mind. As you guys are all getting comfortable, I just want to do a little introduction, tell you who I am and why we're here tonight. My name is Shannon Hudson. I have been with Young Living for about, going on 3 years. We're right about that time period now. And I would like to joke and say that I got in against my will. And by that, what I mean is I was not interested. How many of you sitting in the room today, you were drug here and you honestly have no clue as to what you're sitting in the room? Exactly. Yeah, you don't even know what you're really here for. Well, that was kind of how it was for me. One of my very best friends had some wonderful relief. She had put some oils on her neck and had some relief with her pain issues. And she wanted me to be able to have the same relief. So she called me up, and actually for about 3 months, she talked to me over and over and over because she wanted to help me with my pain issues. I have 6 fractured vertebrae, 2 bulge discs, bone calcification, just lots of pain issues in my neck. It was an accident back when I was 18 years old, and she wanted to help with it. That's all she knew, is that helped her, and what if it could help me? And I was not interested, actually, for a couple of reasons. And one of those reasons, as bad as it sounds, was because I knew it was a sales thing. I knew that I was going to get this big sales speech, and, you know, I had been to enough of the in-home parties, and we had been in networking and done that. I wasn't interested. I was good, not the right, I just didn't want to hear about it. And another reason was because it was just really bad timing. My mom, about 2.5 years before we were introduced, had been diagnosed with breast cancer. And that cancer was, when they found it, they said that she had hundreds of nodules in her lungs. On the x-rays, it just looked like a star system in her lungs, and just hundreds of teeny tiny cancer nodules, and it was not only in her liver, I mean, not only in her lungs, but in her liver and her breastbone and just throughout her body, and she was really sick. And when they found it, they told her, even with chemo and radiation, you know, maybe 6 weeks, that was their prognosis. And we took her out of the hospital that day, not because we thought there was something natural that could extend her life or, you know, it was nothing like that. We took her out because if she's going to die either way, we're not going to torture her first. We had known enough people that had gone the routes of chemo and radiation, and I knew my mom was too sick for that. If she's going to die anyways, we're going to take her home, make her comfortable, and let her go out peacefully. But since we did take her home, we did try some natural things, and we had some good success. I mean, we are 2.5 years after that fact, and my mom was still alive. I say alive, but it was a very low quality of life. She was exhausted. She had very little energy, just walking just a couple of feet from one chair over to the table, and her lips would start changing color. She was on oxygen full time, and just she was to the point where she was kind of tired of fighting. And when somebody is in that position and they're tired of fighting and they're giving up, then they're in the process of dying, and that's where we were. And we had moved home to take care of her, my husband, my 4 children, and myself. And the reason behind that was because everybody in the family knew how sick she was getting, that she was really at the end, and I wanted to be there to help support my dad. I did not want him to have to go through that end by himself. He also had some heart problems and different things, and, you know, you don't do that. So we went there. We were living with them, and this is when Sherry started talking to me about my neck pain. I had had this neck pain for 18 years, and I'm like, you know, I'm good. And the other thing is, 6 weeks after my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, I had a stroke. And the stroke left me with partial face paralysis, some mental clarity issues, just focus. If there's a big room of people like there is now and everybody's talking, I have a really hard time concentrating and focusing. And then strength issues, the left side of my body, I just couldn't pick things up and do things like I normally had. And my husband and kids had gotten in the habit of helping me get dressed and do things because I was consistently trying to do things I just, my body physically could not do. And so we had lots of issues. I'm like, you know what, Sherry, it just is the wrong timing. You know, thank you, I'll talk to you. But it really was, what I was basically saying is, when my mom passes away, catch with me then. And I know that sounds absolutely horrible. And I praise God that Sherry did not stop sharing, that she kept sharing with me, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt my mom would have passed away. And so that was kind of where we are. So when she, one of the days she had come over and she was just, again, can I just try it? Just try it. And I'm like, you know what? My mother is dying. What part of that don't you get? because I really felt that she was not seeing things from my side. It was just her own, she was out to get what she wanted, and I was, you're not even thinking about what's going on in my life. You know, if it doesn't help with cancer, I don't want to hear about it. And she laughed, she apologized, she laughed, but she didn't leave it at that. She called me 3 days later, and she said, Shannon, I just talked to a guy with prostate cancer, and he was told to go make peace with his family. The cancer had spread throughout his body, and instead of making peace with his family, he went home and he tried some essential oils and some different enzymes and different things that he tried, and six, seven weeks later, he said that the tumors had shrank down to 3 small tumors, and a year later, they were gone, and I laughed at her. To me, that was the stupidest thing I had ever heard. There's nothing out there that's going to take care of cancer in 7 weeks. Are you kidding? You don't go from make peace to your family to 7 weeks later, you're feeling good, and a year later, it's gone. We had tried all the natural stuff out there, and I laughed. It was actually kind of ironic. I was standing in the gymnasium. My kids are a gymnast, and I was laughing hard enough that people were staring at me, but it was just so out of the realm of believability for me. And she said, you know what, you told me if I would find out what it did for cancer, you would listen. I'm like, crap, that is exactly what I said, word for word. Like, fine, Sherry, you know, it's stupid, there's no way, but I will give you an hour and a half. Come over to my house this afternoon, and I want to talk to the guy that had cancer. Because what I believed would happen is I would speak to this man, I would prove that he was lying, and I would save my friend, because I thought, man, she's in some kind of a cult. There's no way that something's going to do that. It's just ridiculous. So that's exactly what I did. She came over and she started telling me about the company, which I'm going to share with you in a few minutes, the company itself. And I said, you know what, you do what you want with the time. You have an hour and a half. It's the only time I'm going to give you, but I better talk to her with cancer. I mean, that's what I want to hear. So she got him on the phone, and we, for about 45 minutes, just grilled him, question after question after question. And, I mean, because I thought I would catch him in a lie. That's what I was looking for. And I get done with the phone conversation, I thought, oh, he was so sweet. He really and truly believed every word he was telling me. I mean, you could just, he believed it. I didn't believe him. I didn't believe that it had happened, but I believed he believed what he was saying. And there's a huge difference in that. I thought, well, not bad. You know, 45 minutes into the conversation, I got all the information. She can go home. I can go about my business. And I finally did what I said I would do. I listened to her spiel. She can go home now. And instead, when I looked over at my mom, I'm sitting there with her oxygen next to my dad, my mom looked excited. I mean, her eyes were twinkling. And when somebody you know and love is as sick as that and they want something, you get it. It doesn't matter what you think about it. To me, it's snake oil. This is just snake oil. It didn't matter what I thought because my mom was excited. So that evening when we decided to start with the oils was not because I had any belief system. It was because my mom wanted to. And you follow through with that. You don't take somebody's hope. I am just a big, firm believer in that. You don't take someone's hope. So I thought, well, still not bad. We got done in about an hour. I've got stuff I can get done. And Sherry says to me, okay, Shannon, let's put some oils on your neck. For real. You know what? I'm good. Thank you very much. I can't go out smelling like those oils, but thank you. And I ended up having to put some oils on my daughter from some issues my daughter had, and she just wasn't going to leave. This is the best friend, you know? And she's like, I'm not leaving until we get the oils on your neck. She didn't actually say those words, but I knew that was going to happen. So I finally sat down, and I let her put oils on my neck. And what she used on me, she put them from about my brainstem, the back of my head, and she put it about midway down my, as far as to go under my shirt, because I wouldn't use my shirt. And she put those oils on, and in her own words, it was not a raindrops treatment, so no one be confused there. She just dribbled a couple oils on her hand, and she rubbed her gun. And I complained. I complained, number one, about the smell. The first oil that she had ever let me smell, even, was oregano. I didn't like the smell of it then, and I didn't like the smell of it when she was putting it on me, and if you need this, it is not my favorite smell. It just isn't. And so she puts these oils on, and I'm complaining about the smell. I'm complaining because she's getting my hair all greasy. I've got people I got to see tonight. I can't have my hair all greasy. And then I'm complaining because then she takes a hot towel, hot washcloth, and she gets it all wet, and she puts it on my neck to, you know, push it in deeper. And I am griping because now she got my shirt all wet. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got to change. I got to shower. I've got people I got to see tonight. This is ridiculous. And I was just griping the whole time. So she gets done, and she starts cleaning up her mess, and I left the room. I threw the washcloth on, and I went in the kitchen to start getting dinner ready for everybody. And I was in there slamming stuff around and taking care of everything I had to do, and I was peeling potatoes. And because of the stroke, what I would do is I would have to take my hand and set it on the sink, and I'd take the potato, put it in my hand, peel the potato, to the pot because I couldn't pick up a potato and hold it. So I was in there doing, getting dinner going, and she ends up leaving, and my mom comes into the kitchen, and she is just, she's on my cloud nine. She's excited, and she comes in there, and she sits down at the table, and she's talking to me, and she's like, oh, Shannon, isn't this exciting? Do you think this is the thing that's missing? Is this what we've been missing this whole time? And I'm thinking to myself, I'm looking at my reflection, it's dark outside, and I'm thinking, no. We have just wasted our money. This is the dumbest decision ever made. It's snake oil. That's what I'm thinking. I look over her, and I lie. I'm like, yes, Mom, this is exciting. This is exactly what we have been looking for. This is just going to make such a difference for you. Oh, so excited. I am so excited for you. And I did that because, again, you don't steal somebody's hope. Ever. You don't have to agree with them, but you better partner up with them because when we have hope, we can do amazing things. So I sat there, I finished peeling my potatoes, the kids are running through the house, and I leave the room, and I go downstairs, and I wash this garbage off my neck, and I'm changing my clothes, and I am crying because what I believe has happened, and I truly believed it, I really thought that we had just blown our last opportunity because my mom was on her last leg. She was dying. We knew that she was. And what I felt had just happened is she now has her hope on some stupid snake oil. And when something good comes along, if something good comes along before she dies, we're going to miss out on it because she's not even going to try it now because she's got her hope on these stupid oils. And I'm downstairs and I'm just crying out to God and I'm getting my composure. And I come back upstairs and my kids are walking around through the house and they're running around and my mom is still sitting at the table. And I come upstairs, and it's been 25, 30 minutes, and I poke the potatoes, and I reach over, and I pick up the pan, and I walk about 3 steps over to the sink, and I dump the potatoes. And I realize, my gosh, I just picked up the pan. I'm sorry, I don't usually get like this. I tell this story 100 times a week. But I realized very quickly that I had my strength back. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I just picked up the pan. And I start screaming. I drop the pan. There's steam all over. The potato flesh all over the place. I'm looking at my mom like, what happened? What happened to me? Because for 2 years, I had lost it all. For 2 years, my family had done everything for me. My husband comes running into the kitchen to see what's going on. And I'm screaming. I'm not any help. And my mom is over there with her oxygen. She said, you know, she's got the oxygen on and she's no help. He's like, what is going on? Because what he thought, I had got burnt and he's trying to fix me and figure it out. And I just keep saying over and over, my hands, they're so light, they're so light, they're so light. Because in 25 minutes, literally in 25 minutes, I had it all back. I had my mental clarity back. I had my smile back. I was me again. It was me. My body was functioning the way it was supposed to be. Because essential oils are completely different from anything we had been doing. One drop of oil, like one drop of peppermint, begins moving through your body very quickly. It has 40 million trillion molecules in it. That's a number I can't even comprehend. One of our resident chemists that come to all of our classes tried to break it down to me on how that works out, and it's too much for me to comprehend. All I know is open the bottle, put a drop in my hand, and breathe it in. Because what happens is from the minute you open that bottle of essential oil and you start breathing that peppermint, it moves through your body, and peppermint moves through every single cell in your body in about 3 seconds. And one of the things that happens, one of the many things that happens, is that your body becomes that the cells begin to get cleaned off. All of the chemicals, all of the stuff that's been built up around those cells begin to peel. The chemicals literally peel off. So then you can have oxygen and nutrients flowing in and out of the cell like it's supposed to. There's amazing things that happen to your body. I mean, molecule for molecule, the liquid of the plants is very similar to our own body. And because of that, it moves and makes changes in our body very quickly. It was just an amazing day for me. And I truly believe, now we have worked with lots of other people that have had strokes, and I have never had anyone else that in 25 minutes all of their damage is gone. But see, there's some things that I believe that had a play behind what happened to me. Number one, I am a Christian. I believe God created us. I believe he put us in the Garden of Eden, and he said, I give you every green thing. That's what I believe. You don't have to believe me. And when you're teaching your class, you can teach it however you want, but that's my opinion. That's what I believe. And the further we have gotten away from every green thing, the sicker we've gotten. Now, that's one thing. I gave back the liquid. I gave back the part of the plant that we had been avoiding. I gave that back. My body responded very quickly. But the other thing that I think happened is, actually, it's a three-part thing. The other thing that I think happened is when my mom was diagnosed with cancer and we made all the changes for her, we got rid of toxins, we changed what we ate, we just massive changes, tons of supplements that we were taking, and we partnered together. It's kind of how our family does things. We do it as teams. And so we were doing the same thing. So the 2.5 years leading up to my introduction to Young Living Essential Oils, my body had been cleansing for 2.5 years, basically a Daniel fast. And my body responded very, very quickly. And then the third thing I truly believe is that God stepped in and did a mighty miracle. You know, in the Word of God, it says that when we do the natural, God will do the supernatural. And I believe that that's what happened to me that night because I needed my belief system to be huge because he sent me out on a mission field. This is what I do with my mission field. I truly believe that there's a world of people out there that have no idea there are options. They don't know that there's any possibility of doing anything different because nobody's telling them. And I believe that that's my mission field, that God wants people to know that there are options. There are things that we can do. Does everything work for everybody? Absolutely not. There's different oils that work on some people, and somebody will use the same oil and they get nothing. There's some, but you know what? It's that way in the allopathic world, too. Do you know why there's so many different antidepressants? They have a ton of them because not the same one works on each person the same way. Do you know why there's so many huge lists of side effects when we use allopathic medicine? Because not everybody has the same side effects when they use the same medicine. Because our bodies are all designed different. So when you start learning about and studying about your body and what you can do naturally to help your body come into alignment, when you personally take responsibility for you and your family and your friends and you start studying what's going on, you're going to find you'll try one thing and that didn't do it, but you try something else and you're like, ah, that's amazing. That's exactly what I needed. And that's what happened to me. The raindrops that night were amazing for me. Now, I'll be totally honest. The pain in my neck, which was exactly what Sherry was wanting me to feel relief from, my side-to-side range of motion, I actually had some. Up until that night, I hadn't. I had been turning in my hips. But when she put those oils on my neck, I was able to turn side-to-side. There was still pain. It was not 100% gone. Over the course of the next 4 months, I did all kinds of things. I did a lot of raindrops. I took a lot of supplements. I gave back to my body the nutrients that it needed to begin restoration. And I now, probably 4 months in, and since then, have had full range of motion in my neck. I have zero pain in my neck. I do still take quite a few of the nutrients that help to support that system. And I still rub raindrops once a month. My husband does a full raindrop on me. So, that you know, it's keeping it in alignment, getting it where it needs to go, but I'm completely pain-free now. So I'm okay with that. That's huge. It's a big deal to me. And then for my mom, we started using the products on her. It took her a little while, actually, before she would allow us to use products on her because it kind of scared her. When she seen how quickly it moved on me, she thought, oh, if you put those oils on me and it causes mucus, because when you have hundreds of nodules of cancer in your lungs and you get mucus, it will put you in the hospital because you simply can't breathe. You suffocate. And so she was very afraid that if we put those oils on her and it caused any mucus, she would end up, she wouldn't be able to breathe and it would kill her. She was very scared. And so it took us a while to start using products on her. But about 7 weeks from the time she let us start, we started doing one oil a day when we first started. But when she finally let us to start do stuff and she started adding the supplements and the nutrients, that she's seen in the essential oil desk reference guide. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But she just kind of followed what it said in there and just tried it. And 7 weeks later, she babysat all 4 of my kids. She took them to the beach, the park, and the zoo. And she did that all without her wheelchair and without her oxygen 7 weeks after she started everything. I think how ironic. How ironic. Because 7 weeks was how long that person had told me on the phone that it took them before their tumors had shrinked down to 3 small tumors. It was amazing. And I'm not saying her cancer was gone in that time period, but her body had begun to restore very quickly. And here we are now. We've been with Young Living for 2.5 years, and she is still out there spreading the message. She went across stage at Grand Convention as a silver and a gold So she's out there telling people that there's an option, and it's really awesome because the word that she spoke this over herself over and over and over from the moment she was told she had cancer, and the scripture was, "I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord." And when she was having the hardest time, she would say that verse over and over again, and that's exactly what she's doing. She's out there telling people, she's declaring to people that God had an option. And that's what Young Living is all about, is just telling people there's an option. I share all the time, everywhere I go, and I hope, I just pray, the information that you get here tonight, you're taking notes and you're writing everything down, I hope you realize right from the beginning that everything that we share with you has got to be shared with other people. People don't know. People do not know there's an option to these things. I mean, before you heard me just what happened with my stroke, did you know that there was an option? I know you didn't, because nobody knows. And so we have to make sure that although I want you to feel better, I want you to start studying for you and looking in the book and seeing what could you do for your, whatever you're dealing with, but I want you also to be considering the other people you know in your life, the people that you see at church, the people that you, from the homeschool group, the different places I go. I have to keep my mind open and my eyes open, because there's a world of people out there that are sick and dying, and they do not know that there's an option for what they're going through. And so our job is to make sure that you take the information you learned tonight and have the decency to share it with other people. Now, I do want to explain there's a world of difference between oils. Everything that we share tonight, I want you to understand that I am only talking about Young Living therapeutic-grade essential oils. There's an important difference there. There are lots of oils out there. There's a lot. You can go into any health food store. As a matter of fact, the other day we were at the dollar store, and they have peppermint there. And I'm like, oh, peppermint for a dollar. Obviously, this would be the best peppermint in the world. But see, people get confused. We don't really understand the difference, and we're so value-minded that the first thought is, oh, peppermint for a dollar. I just read in that magazine what it can do, and we just fall for that. I want you to understand, there is a difference. There is a huge difference. One of the things that makes it the easiest, I mean, you can just check it really quick. You pick up the peppermint, and you can do this in a quality health food store, too. You can go to a quality health food store, and you look at the container, and you'll see that on the peppermint. Now, peppermint is something that we eat. Am I right? Exactly. I mean, we eat it, not always in the healthiest form, but we eat it, we all do. Now, if you look at the side of most essential oils, you will see that on the side of it says, caution, do not ingest, for aromatherapy use only. Now, my very first question before I go any further in depth is, what in the world did they do to that peppermint that I can't eat it? Peppermint is a food. Why wouldn't I be able to eat it? And I want you to understand, it goes back to processing. One of the things that young people, now we've been around for over 20 years, we have fire and we've been around, they work for a really long time, and other oil companies compare themselves to Young Living. You'll see if you ever do a movie on different oils, that when companies have their advertising, what their paperwork will say, what their websites will say is, as good as Young Living, but. Now that word but is a huge, important word, and the but is the difference. The but is our four P's. Because plants, we are very, from the seeds that we sow all the way down to the way that we distribute them, there's a difference in what we do. Our plants, we are in the exact right kind of plant. We don't just plant it because it's convenient, we sow it in there. The soil has to be right. Everything that we do, the plant has to be done perfectly. We're going to take in, that is the time to, they've actually taken complete crops out because it was a bit of volume. We listen to Gary Cobb in a way that he does, it's amazing. And our preparation. I mean, when we actually harvest our plants, I love this. We don't harvest them just because we have to prove it. We harvest them when it has the most available oil, when it's actually ripe, when it's the best time to do it. There are things that we harvest in the evening, and that's the best time to harvest it. There are things like our Balsam Idaho Fir. They do that in the middle of winter. Our guys are out there just freezing. They got all these coats on. The middle of winter, because that's when there's the best quality Balsam Idaho Fir that we can get. It's the best of the best, the premium crop, and that's what we're about, because if it's not the best of the best, that's the only grade in it, you know, living. Purity. We are so up to the purity. We have more testing than any other company. It's just amazing, because each batch that we have,
we send out to be packed. We want to make sure that it has everything in it that's going to change your life. It's got to have all the right stitching. It's got to have everything in the right balance and a certain stuff, and even down to the right smell. I absolutely was amazed when we were in Texas, Idaho, Brat, and we were there for Silverbug, and Gary Young was the distiller, was talking to us and showing us the process and sharing, and he was telling us how the puppet was. We had a batch of puppet that was grown on one of our farms, and it came back, and if you see the testing that they did back, everything was exactly like it was supposed to be. But when Gary smelled it, the smell was brought up to humanity. You know, kind of was speaking that the decision that was in there, naturally the picture of our body was there, but it wasn't good enough smell-wise, and so Gary actually wasn't using it as humor at our farm. And I didn't explain. That's the best of the best. You know, stuff like that, and then potency. And you got your plants right, your preparation right, your purity right, you have the potency. That potency is the reason why the soap is so much for them. That's the reason, because if it was just some oil up in a healthy store, it's not going to have an effect. As a matter of fact, I've had a couple of people in the class where they hear different things that we talk about, and they try it, try it, see what happens. And we will use an oil from the health food store, the same thing that we were talking about, using the aluminum oil, and they have oral reaction. So please keep that in mind. There's a reason why it says for aromatherapy. There's a reason why it's not aluminum. And it's not something to play with. So everything that we talk about and we share and we look through the book, I guess everything that we come up with today, and like, no, I am only referring to Young Living essential oils, and you cannot try another oil and see if another oil is going to do what this does, because it's not the same thing. It's a complete world. Now, again, I told you, Young Living's been around for 20 years. Our founder has been working with health and nutrition for a very long time. He was actually, Gary Young was paralyzed and in a hospital bed, in a wheelchair, going through all kinds of horrible things. And through time and health and nutrition and changing things in his body, he got himself up out of that bed. And it was well before essential oils. He didn't know anything about that. And when he got himself up out of that bed, and people said, oh, what did you do? Because my sister, my brother, my cousin, my aunt, my uncle had the same problem. What could they do? And he started sharing right from the beginning. He never kept it a secret for him. And it's just been amazing when you listen to his story. And there's a wonderful CD called The Missing Link. And if you have not had the opportunity to hear that CD, let me know afterwards, and we will get you a copy of that, because that CD right there is his story and what he did and how he has grown Young Living and the reason behind it. Because when you hear the heart of Young Living, when you hear the heart of Gary Young and his wife Mary Young, you can see the reason why Young Living is what we are and why our standards are so high. And it's just honored to be a part of that system. And I do want to say before we go into the next part that there's several things you should know about oils. You can use them several different ways. One, scale them. You can take that bottle and deep breathe that bottle and just that's inhalation. You can diffuse them. We've got a wonderful machine called a diffuser. You can put oil in it and diffuse the room. You can put it in a humidifier. You can steam them. You can put them on. You can also put it on topically. If you have an area that you're having issues with, you can rub those oils on your left face and put it in the window. You can you put them on your head, back in your feet, put them on your feet, they're put throughout your body. You can use it just as a perfume. So massage and this, phenomenal stuff. And olive oil, you can also use internally. You can take them internally, so you can like put them in a capsule. You put your glutamine with a little bit of vegetable oil. You just put them in some water or milk, a blue agave. People just put them together and drink them down that way. You know, a little bit of bread. You can use them for cooking. All kinds of phenomenal ways that you can use them. And I want to say right here, right now, you can't do it the wrong way. We complicate things. Humans complicate things. We just always do. We just have to make everything
harder than it really is. And so I want to work with you tonight, and what we're going to be talking about is cleansing. We're going to be talking about our digestive system and your body and how your body's supposed to work. And again, please take note that this information has to be shared with other people. People need to know that there's options. And we're going to be referring all night to this wonderful book right here. This one right here is an essential oil death reference guide. And this is kind of what happens if you go to your physician and you're sitting in the room include symptoms. You got a bunch of stuff going on, and you share with him your symptoms.